Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Certainly, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the Bozo Touchdown Parlay didn't hit this week,
no, sadly.
You had Chase Brown, though. Shout out to you.
I did.
Good call there.
Got in there. It was like plus 140 by game time. It went way down.
And it happened quick.
Real quick.
Got that one out of the way. Our guest picker, Dice, did not hit. And he has been lobbying all weekend for he's been lobbying for another crack at it. I think the rules are the rules. We're nothing if not sticklers for rules.
We are.
As soon as the guest picker loses, they're out. We go on to another guest picker. This week's picker is Shime.
Chris Shime.
Yeah, Shime.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Dice said he has a proposition. The fifth guy should be allowed to stay in until they go under 500.
No.
If the record gets into negative, then they get replaced. Hashtag let Dice stay. Dice was a good ride.
It was a great ride. You got a hit.
You'll always have Rashi Rice.
Yeah.
But you're done, son. We're on to the next one.
We're going to have to move on. Yeah. So we will be back. Get back on our horse this Friday.
Around 1:30 here on Jones and Keefe. So I guess that's why it's time for Grab Bag.
Very good.
Quick. That was fast.
Sadly, the Survivor League, Jones and Keefe, is over. I mean,
no!
I did win. Oh. I won. I lapped the field three times, but it is over. So you'll be getting no more Survivor picks from me, sadly.
Who knocked
Week
you
14,
out?
Cleveland Browns. Well, I guess the Titans technically just the one that knocked me out, but my pick of the Cleveland Browns.
That's a shame.
Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, we do have an update within the last few minutes. Kevin Stefanski said Shedeur Sanders will start the rest of the season.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going with Shedeur.
Back to the thong.
Not Deshaun Watson. Yeah, the thong. The thong song's in there. Cisco himself taking snaps for the Browns.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Grab Bag.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. One of the all-time sketches on SNL. Jones, the 12-team college football playoff was announced over the weekend. And, boy, is there controversy.
Ugh.
People are all fired up. Who's in? Who's out? Etc.
Mostly from angry, fake Notre Dame fans here in Boston.
The Irish.
Yeah.
The Irish. The other fellow Keefs out there were very upset that our Irish are not in the dance, even though they lost their first two games of the season, including to Miami, who got in over them.
And they beat no one.
Although.
All year. They beat nobody good all year.
I consider myself a casual college football fan. I also play the video game all the time, Braggs.
Sick, Braggs, bro.
Nick. Come on, Nick. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I was aware of the rules. I was not aware of the rules because prior to the game, I thought the ACC winner automatically got in.
I also thought that was an auto bid.
Listening to some of the talk on Friday and Saturday, I was like, oh, this is how James Madison and Tulane and these small conference teams can get in. They needed Duke to win, who they won. So Duke beat Virginia. So the ACC champion didn't even get in. So Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien, coaching in the ACC, their conference champion didn't even get in, unlike the Sun Belt champ and the American champ. Those guys got in. So that was surprising to me. But the biggest story, I guess, is Notre Dame did not get in. They're crying about it. They refused a bowl bid.
They refused the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU.
They're not playing in the
Pop-Tarts
Bowl.
They said no. So look, the best gripe
because Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be in. And honestly, again, you said it, with 12 teams in, I don't need to hear number 13 crying. Like, I really don't have time for it. I don't care.
Like, you lost twice.
Thank you.
Like, there, you
yeah,
had
a three loss team in Alabama should not be in the playoff.
Well, yes and no. I mean, Notre Dame didn't get, they don't play in a conference. There is no conference championship game. Alabama, who already beat Georgia, had to play Georgia a second time. You think Notre Dame on a neutral field would have lost to Georgia? I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Alabama, I don't want there to be no stakes to these games, but I'm not going to kill Alabama for playing an extra game against a team they already beat when Notre Dame would have got run off the field by that same team just like Alabama did.
Yeah.
That's unfair. Notre Dame just sat on their ass and cried about
it. If Alabama was 10-2 with the wins that they had, which include Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri,
yeah.
Tennessee.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
And they lost to Oklahoma, and they did lose to Florida State.
The best gripe anybody has is when they do all these FPI rankings, Notre Dame was ahead of Miami going into the final weekend. Neither team played. And all of a sudden, Miami leapfrogged them, even though they beat them head-to-head in these FPI standings.
Yeah, no, that's bogus.
So that, right. if you're telling me that the way they vote is silly and stupid and they need to relook at that, well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to all these selection committees. Of course, you need to relook at it and who's friends with who and why they voted a certain way.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head. Miami got in at the end of the day, and they deserved it. And even if the FPI rankings were out of whack a week ago, I don't care. I think they ultimately got it right.
And you know what's funny, though, is I'm so glad that there is a playoff. I thought it was crazy, especially as a kid when you were like, so the best teams play each other at the end? Like no.
Really.
No. They're bowl games. So they won the Big Ten, so they get to go play in the Rose Bowl.
Alabama's like, in the Sugar Bowl.
It made
and
no sense.
Michigan's in the Rose Bowl.
So I am glad they're doing a whole tournament, and maybe they'll keep adding teams to it, whatever.
Oh, they definitely will.
However,
yeah.
It really did take a lot of the intensity as a fan out of the conference championship games, including Indiana, Ohio State. Because you're like, all right, number one versus number two, they're both undefeated. Not only are both going to still make the tournament, regardless of the result, both are going to get a first round bye, regardless of the result. And as it turns out, Indiana wins the game. I would argue Ohio State has a better bracket in front of them than Indiana.
Indiana's got a rematch with Oregon looming.
They got not only that, but they get the Alabama-Oklahoma winner, was Ohio State gets the A&M-Miami winner. I mean, I guess you could apples to oranges. I'd rather play like A&M or Miami than I would Oklahoma or Alabama, but whatever. So Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech are the teams with the byes. Oregon, James Madison is your 5-12. Oklahoma, Alabama, 8-9. Ole Miss, Tulane, of course, without Lane Kiffin, is your 6-11, and then A&M Miami. Who do you got winning the whole thing?
Oh.
Probably go Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I know they
probably
just lost. I know they just lost probably them. Georgia's playing really well. I wouldn't sleep on Georgia. No, I'm just hoping for better games this go around. And I do think not giving conference champions auto top four bids is going to help that, I think and I hope.
Tech Oregon should be pretty good.
Tech Oregon should be great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sleep on that A&M team. I know they got tripped up late in the year. I wouldn't fall asleep on that team.
Grab bag. Loaded up with random things they missed throughout the day. Anything that you might need, they got inside for you. Grab bag.
Yeah!
Hey, don't look now, Jones. The Boston Celtics are flying up the NBA standings. They have won 5 straight games. They beat an undermanned LA Lakers team, although they did have to go through Austin Reeves on Friday night.
I'll give Jordan Walsh a little credit for that. Jordan Walsh bothered the crap out of Austin Reeves in that game. I'm hesitant to give him any credit, but I saw it in that game.
And they beat Toronto yesterday, back-to-back 30-point games for Jaylen Brown. The team is 15-9. They're off until Thursday when they visit the Milwaukee Bucks. And then next Monday they play the Detroit Pistons.
They're the third seed in the East.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
Number 3. And the two teams ahead of them, Detroit and New York, they just beat them both. Like, how high can this team go in the Eastern Conference, Keith?
As high as their imagination will take
them. Is it crazy to say they could be the number 1 seed in the East without Tatum?
Duck boats.
It's not I don't think it's going to happen.
They have the best scoring. No, they don't. I'm sorry. They have the second best scoring differential in the conference.
Yeah, but the East, there's been years where the best team doesn't even have the number 1 seed, but this is a year where I don't even know who truly the number 1 team is. I thought Detroit was going to be good. I liked them last year. They played ahead of maybe expectation.
Right.
Oh, well, way ahead. They had like the greatest single season turnaround, didn't they? Didn't they have like
yes,
the biggest
last year?
Chain?
Yes. Or so one, I, thought, I mean, one of them. Yeah.
I thought they'd be good, but I wasn't saying number one seed. I thought that would get. I thought that was gonna be the Cavs or the Knicks, and then maybe Orlando, right, so, and then Detroit.
So here's the thing. So it's like, can the Celtics be the one seed without Tatum? That's crazy in a vacuum to say.
Yeah.
But then you look at the other teams. Right, you're like, right. Well, who is it? Is it Detroit? Is it New York? The Cavs are the eighth seed right now. Philly fell off after a hot start. Toronto's probably about to fall off. They didn't look impressive against the Celtics. Maybe Orlando's figuring it out a little bit. Like, there's not like a world-beating dominant team in the East. They could go to one.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I grab my back. Whoa, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no.
Boston Bruins have won two in a row for the first time since November 11th, excuse me. So almost a month it's taken them to win back-to-back games. They beat New Jersey on Saturday to get to 17-13 on the season. They are off tonight. They will take on Jim Montgomery once again.
Oh, another revenge
game. St. Louis Blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Who's tomorrow? Morgan Geeky, another goal for him yesterday. 22.
He's close.
22 on the season. Through 30 games played, Geeky on pace for a 60-goal season.
Nice. Yeah. Billy, what was the update you've had on Pastrnak and McAvoy? They're both, like, working their way
making
back.
Making the trip. I'm not sure if they're going to play, though.
Okay. How about that, though? But they've been winning without Pastrnak. They've been without McAvoy. They're back to second in the Atlantic right now, although, again, they still have those pesky games.
Yeah, they're tied with Tampa for the most points, but they've played more games than everybody else in the division, so they could get past. But at least they broke that streak of win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. So I'll take that.
Oh, grab bag, asking all the questions because they do not know the answers. Oh, Keith and Jones. Thoughts arrive like herding cats. Oh, they don't know, so they keep asking away.
Is it a compliment? That whole song? Probably not.
Well,
probably not.
Maybe.
Golden Globe nominations. Yeah. Okay. Golden Globe noms are out.
Oh, good.
Jones, Best Picture Drama, the nominees. Frankenstein.
Haven't seen it.
Hamnet.
Haven't seen it.
It Was Just an Accident.
Haven't seen it.
The Secret Agent.
Didn't see it.
Sentimental Value.
Haven't seen it.
Sinners.
Thinking about it.
I've seen only two. I've seen like a ton of movies. Me and Nick have seen a ton of movies.
Oh.
I've seen Sinners and I've seen Frankenstein. Best Picture Musical / Comedy. Blue Moon.
Haven't seen it.
Begonia.
Nope.
Marty Supreme.
Nope.
No Other Choice.
No.
Nouvelle Vague.
Uh-uh.
One Battle After Another.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Then they have a bunch of actor, actresses awards. And then let me get to your TV. Best Drama Series, The Diplomat.
Haven't seen it.
The Pit.
Haven't seen it.
Pluribus.
Nope.
Severance.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. That's my pick.
Slow Horses.
Haven't seen it.
And The White Lotus.
Nope.
I've seen.
You've seen all those, right?
No, no, only half. The Pit, Pluribus, which is ongoing. So I haven't finished it, but it's still going. And Severance.
My uncle Pete, big fan of Tier Tuesday.
Hell yeah, Pete.
Loves Slow Horses.
I heard it's
Gary
great.
Oldman?
Yes. Apple Plus. Yeah.
Love Slow Horse. Shout out Uncle Pete. Yeah.
Best Musical / Comedy Series.
Oh.
Abbott Elementary.
Haven't seen it.
The Bear.
Seen it.
Hacks.
Nope.
Nobody Wants This.
I've seen that.
Only Murders in the Building.
Seen a few seasons of that.
I know. Yeah, it's still going. And then The Studio, which I thought was incredibly overrated, but
let's go.
They're still making it.
Let's go The Bear.
Okay. There it is.
Who do you call when your grab bag's busted? Call Jones and Keefe. 1-800-54-GRAB-BAG. Call Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, very wherever good. You are.
Segment within a segment, Jones. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Probably.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, it was a long weekend.
Yeah, no, he definitely has. So this weekend, he seemed to be responding to eye tests, like Twitter eye tests.
Oh, good.
So a fake Elon Musk account tweeted out an eye test, which is just like a yellow circle. And he says, what number do you see? No one gets it right in the morning.
Are you sure it's a yellow circle or is this like a colorblind test and you can't see it?
Well, so it says eye test in white, and then there's like a brown square, and then inside the brown square is a yellow circle.
Just a yellow circle. Yeah, I see that.
Bob said, looks like 815.
I don't see it. His eyes are good.
You see that?
Wait, yeah, I do.
I don't see anything.
You can't see.
Dude, I don't see anything. This is like at the beginning when you play a game on PS5, and they're like, adjust the light. I'm like, what, dude?
I might have to do this on my own computer, but I also see nothing.
Okay, yeah, it's right there. It's a lighter shade of yellow.
All right, Bob's looking, got like
hawk-like vision.
I'm looking over at his screen over there. Yeah. Hang on, I'm looking for it. All right, keep going.
He found 815. You got people like that. Then he also another.
There's something in that.
Yeah, 815.
Yeah, Nick apparently has it.
What?
So then he responded to a separate fake Elon Musk account.
If you enlarge it, it's a little bit more visible. Right, but still, yeah,
I see it.
The other eye test, you see 815. So you and Bob Ryan are locked in on that. Nice. So then another eye test from commentary Elon Musk. I know 99% of you will fail this question.
Okay.
What number do you see? And it is just a bunch of black and white horizontal lines.
Also 815.
Now he said, looks like 67. No? Question mark? Nobody responded or answered that.
No one had
which is
back.
Mean.
Man, I don't see anything on this one either. Am I sneaky blind? I don't see anything.
You don't see that?
No. You gotta relax your eyes.
There's no way you don't see that.
I don't see either one. Oh,
it's
no.
A schooner.
No. It's a sailboat.
Am I
you
blinder
idiot.
Than Keith?
I think so.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't see anything in there.
I don't either.
You guys don't see that.
And then he also responded to somebody who I tried to see what the question was, and that account has been suspended, so I can't see the question.
Okay. Man, Bob Ryan has better eyes than you by like a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't have made that bet
at
all.
I could see. I guess not.
Yeah. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right. Who was the best NBA performer from yesterday? We have a murderer's row here.
Oh.
Was it LeBron James? 29-7-6.
I can't. Good. He skipped the Celtics game. I can't give it to him.
Was it Nikola Jokic? 28-9-11.
Probably.
Was it Jamal Murray, 34 points, 5 assists? Was it Jaylen Brown, 30 points, 8 boards, 5 assists? Or was it Luka Doncic, 31 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists?
Lakers players are out. I'm not giving it to that. Let's go with Jaylen. They're red hot. I'm going Jaylen again.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random ball player who would play both hot corners, also caught a few games.
Nice.
Two hot corners and a catching spot. 16 years in the majors.
Woo!
Almost as many teams.
Oh, no.
Cardinals, Mets, Rangers, Dodgers, Rockies, Phillies, Cubs, Marlins, Yankees, Expos, Orioles.
One more time.
Cardinals, Mets, Rangers, Dodgers, Rockies, Phillies, Cubs, Marlins, Yankees, Expos, Orioles.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, good.
16 years, cup of coffee, 1989. Hung it up after the 2004 season at the ripe old age of 38. He was sixth in the Rookie of the Year voting in 1990.
Never an MVP?
No.
I mean, no All-Stars, what I meant to say. No All-Stars.
No All-Stars. Huh. No, not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Although, would I take him over?
At this rate?
Would I take him over Jeff Kent? Maybe. I would.
All right, if you had to identify him with one specific team, because there's a lot of teams there.
Two-time NL Player of the Week.
Nice.
So,
who do you, Rich Keefe, personally identify this player with?
Oh, between the Cardinals and the Mets.
Cardinals, Mets, first and third throughout the 90s.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit of catcher mixed in there.
He had a season high.
Todd Hundley?
No.
We've had Todd Hundley before.
Well, it doesn't stop it from happening.
Todd Zeal.
He got it.
Oh, we've had him too, I think. Todd Zeal.
Maybe that's what
we've had. Todd Zeal?
Not Todd Hubbard.
Have we had every player?
We've had every player ever.
We've done all the players?
Yeah, that was...
Should anybody beat us to it?
Oh, hang on.
Todd Zeal.
The Fat Bowler had it.
Fat Bowler, nice job, Fat Bowler.
Text line definitely had it. Arcan? Arcan doesn't realize he listens on a delay. Sometimes he's like, no, I had it. And I'm like, well, not when I looked. You're on delay out there.
I didn't even get to some of his juicy stats. So we've had Todd Zeal.
Oh, good.
He made $40 million.
I'm pretty sure we've had Todd Zeal. That sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But you can understand the challenges here, because I hear guesses all the time. Like, I don't know. Like,
I know, but again, at one point, a listener did just give you a master list of all these, and you could have just updated it once per day from then, and we would not have this problem.
I've got a lot on my plate. Yeah. So. Now the horse is out of the barn, as they say.
That's true. So, that is what they say.
Trying to remember all the random players is a tough task.
We do have a Pete Alonso update if you want it, Keith.
Yeah, I'll take it.
From John Heyman, New York Post exclusive, a.k.a. Boris called him.
He blocked me on Twitter, so I have not seen this.
Pete Alonso is expected to drive to the winter meetings. Where's he from? To meet with teams. Is he from, like, the town over from
I'm
Orlando?
I'm guessing he has a house everywhere.
Where is he driving from?
Wherever he wants.
His family's in Disney World? Maybe. He's expected to drive to the winter meetings.
Cool.
I drove to Orlando. My father drove us to Orlando when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long drive.
It's not the way to go to Disney
from
World.
From Canada, where you grew up?
It's not the way to go to Disney World, if you're listening. But okay, that's what he's doing. Red Sox and Orioles are among teams on his schedule to meet with.
Okay.
It's good, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he has like a lot of clients. You might want to talk to him.
Good gas mileage.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
He can write it off. Write it off.
He's road tripping with the fellas.
He might live in Tampa or near Tampa.
There you go. That's less impressive. Okay.
Yeah, get in there.
He was road tripping like all the guys driving up to Bruins and Canadiens that day.
Oh, that's true.
On their way to Super Sex, eating the beef jerky. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ball. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.